Tonight on Road.
What's going on around here? I get chased down by a driverless car. My partner gets killed.
You certainly can't let that get around.
He's a very kind, very gentle man.
But neither of us want to see him end up in jail.
Maybe I'm a schizoid. Jekyll and Hyde.
Why don't you ease off on the speed until you get the hang of it?
I got it.
Jessica! Literally, because he's riding the bike the other way. And she goes, no, he's not looking where he's going. He's looking down at his basket. And what's he got in his basket?
His remote control.
It's not a remote control, he's got a Fitbit.
First generation
Fitbit. That's the size of a telly.
Well,
it was huge. And it says it tracks his speed and his heart rate and all this somehow without being attached to him in any way. It's really good technology.
Yeah, it's four lights.
Yeah, it's just four lights flashing. Yeah, and Jessica points out that he says he's going at 26 miles an hour or something.
As he's talking to her.
Yeah, as he's talking to her by the stationery. So, and well, it's all talking about Founders Day, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're going to go to...
what is Founders Day?
I guess it's when America was founded, when they kicked us British out. Yeah. Thank God, I say. We're better off without it. All that big country, we don't need it. Yeah, we just stick to the little tiny bit of the world we're in. That's fine. There's too much management otherwise. And Jessica's apparently given a speech at Founders Day about the founding, the founder of Cabot Cove, to be our pirate, Captain Wayne,
yes.
I think she called him. And he sided with the British, so he's one of ours. He's a good old boy, as far as I'm concerned. I should have a statue up to him. And because he fought alongside the British, as everyone should have done. Because Britain always right. We always are right. We've never been anywhere where we wasn't wanted or needed. Scotland, Ireland, Wales. Ireland, yeah. And so, as they're having their picnic and getting ready, a man comes running down the hill, doesn't he?
Yeah, down the dirt track.
Followed by a car, a big station wagon thing. And then eventually he sort of bumps him, he sort of jumps up onto a fence, then falls down onto the bonnet, doesn't he?
Yeah, one of those fences like around.
Yeah, I was thinking, well, he ain't killed, is he? But, oh, well, how's this a murder, should I? He's not even dead. He's alive and well still. But he's hurt his leg slightly.
Yeah, not broken.
Not broken.
But it's in traction in hospital, you know.
Yeah, because that's what you do.
Yeah. Clearly, in the old times.
Yeah.
Not nowadays.
Well, the NHS, they just say, get on with it. Yeah, he wouldn't have been saying that, yeah. But they want to keep him there, because obviously he's got his medical insurance up to date. So then they're getting every penny out of him. And I think it's Ethan, who's a friend of Jessica's. He's a bit of the handyman, does a bit of everything around the town.
Yeah.
He says, there was no driver in that car. It was driverless.
Yeah.
So
it's just, you know, the system
started. Yeah. first time. No, I don't think so. You had how many of them beers did you have before, you know? But yeah, I think it could have been Elon. It could have been a Tesla. Their self-driving is not what it's supposed to be. But it does go for people, I'm sure. And then, where do we cut to? Yeah, but their driver. Oh, Lucy Fletcher, I've got. Because she's knocking on the door of the inventor guy who was on the bike earlier.
Yeah.
And she's bringing an apple pie to his guest.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. And it turns out the man in the hospital is Woodland. He said he was invited there by Daniel. Yeah. And he says, Daniel invited here, but when he got to his house, there was no one there. Then he started walking to the Founders Day picnic, which he heard about. And that's when he got chased by the car. Because he could have said, oh, well, I've got a guest stand with me.
Yeah.
But it's not, it wasn't Woodland he was talking about. It was Katie.
Yeah, he's now a friend.
Yes. No, just a friend, acquaintance.
Yeah.
And Jessica's bringing an apple pie because it's the tradition.
Yeah.
Then they're going to see Daniel, apparently.
Yeah.
And Daniel's got a crazy inventor guy, scientists.
Yeah,
so obviously, suspicion is on him for driving this car.
Yeah, because apparently they all worked in the same company.
Yeah.
Katie.
Yeah. And when they go and see him, they come across Tony and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Leslie.
Yes.
Leslie. And they say, oh, where are you staying with the Hansons? And I thought, Bob. First thing I thought. And he's his nephew. And they're just in town for a little while. Why Leslie goes to Portland from business. She's a travelling salesperson or some sort. I don't know what she sells. That doesn't seem to be important. She's just travelling and selling stuff.
Yeah, that's what they do, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, while they're in the Daniel shed, and he's got all his electronic equipment up and around, and Katie seems to know her way around a screwdriver. She instantly picks out the right one for him. I noticed that. I thought, suspicious.
Yeah, I thought that was going to come into play.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was suspicious of Tony and his girlfriend right away.
Yeah.
I thought it was over. It's going to be them or her.
I thought.
I didn't know if they'd been here together or not. But, maybe I was wrong. Could have been Katie.
Yeah.
Don't know by this stage. This one's quite morality, isn't it? It seems to take a long while to get anywhere.
Yeah. But they're all linked, aren't they?
Yeah.
Safe for them.
Yeah. And then a boat arrives and a stranger gets off. And he bumps into Ethan, because everyone does, apparently.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, where do I get a taxi? He goes, train station. He goes, oh, why not here? Because people get the train in. Oh, where's the train station? 2 miles away. He goes, I'm here to see my friend in the hospital.
He's his partner.
Partner. Yeah, because when Woodman said, oh, my partner's coming in, I thought he meant his wife. You instantly thought business partner. I mean, could there be a romantic attachment between two guys? I don't know.
They're all related in this business, you know. Yeah. So you have to be that sort of partner.
Yeah, and so anyway, Ethan says to him, oh, well, the hospital's only a mile away. Yeah, opposite way, so it's quicker to walk to the hospital than it is to get a taxi. So
he just said somebody told him.
Yeah.
He didn't clarify who.
No. So he walks off
down
the road, and then we see this.
Quite a main road for that sort of town.
Well, it does seem that everything seems very far away from everything else, and maybe the hospital's out of town.
Yeah, no, I did think that. They've got a way to go.
It's nice to surface, it's better to run on, surely. You know, don't have to jump over twigs and sticks and like your shoes today.
Yeah,
I mean, because the car is parked by the side of the road, and as he passes it, it starts up, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and follows him like he'd think Kit.
Yeah.
For Kit was K. I hire a car, yeah. And it hits him, and it does kill him.
Yeah.
And
that's what
he did. Yeah. There was plenty of places he could have gone off. Carl could have chased him upstairs.
Yeah, so he's dead.
He's dead.
Do you still don't know his name?
No, I didn't know who it was or why it was there, but I'm guessing, yeah, he
was. He was the hitman.
Yeah. And, and Ethan goes to see Jessica, and she says, look, Amos, the sheriff, he ain't got a clue about this sort of stuff. He's... Yeah, that's it. That's good for Ethan because he plays poker with him. So I don't know if you know that Ethan's sort of the regular sheriff in Cabot Cove. Because Cabot Cove is Jessica's home, isn't it?
Yeah,
so Ethan and Amos, they do come back, they're recurring characters.
I've seen.
And it's Tom Bosley who's the sheriff. Tom Bosley, happy days!
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I always get confused with the Charlie's Angels, who the character was called Bosley. I think people did used to think he was in Charlie's Angels, Bosley. Anyway, so where were we? Oh, yeah. He needs help. So Jessica says, oh, well, I better go, because he doesn't have any. And she puts the idea of a remote control car into Amos's head.
Just subtly.
And she goes, oh, I'm sure you've looked at and thinking the car could only be remote control. That's the only way they could have done this. And he said, oh, yeah, of course I was. Yeah, I was just, but if you want to help me with this, you know, maybe for your latest book or something, your next book, then that's good.
Oh, and also you have to remember that when the car found the car yet.
There's a bit where they're searching this area and that area. Yeah, the woods, because I'm a jogger, and I jog everywhere. And if you jogged everywhere too, you'd know there's lots of paths into this particular farmland, and that's where it could be hiding. Yeah, but Tom Bosley, sorry, Amos, will not look in that area, because there's too much police money. His theory is that it was loaded onto a big van, carted away the car, but Jessica says that happened the big lorry thing was spotted before the other guy got hit. Yeah, but he said no one saw the car who hit the other guy, so we don't know it's the station wagon, even though McKinsey had seen the station wagon earlier. But anyway, so Jessica decides to take them into her own hands and search. Amos is all up for this. He says, yeah, no problem. You go and look, and when you find nothing, you come back and tell me you found nothing. But of course, I think it the what was the shiny mirror. What was the guy? The mirror man, I called him. Well, I'm not in a mirror.
Yeah, she's walking along.
Yeah.
She's got like a light beam in her face.
Yeah, but I think that was just.
See somebody with, near a tree. Yeah.
It's like Moss Code or something they were doing with mirrors. I think it was to lure her into the car. To get her to go, because she finds the car, and of course she gets inside it.
What's she doing? Crime scene.
Yeah.
Forensics.
But she's a writer. Yeah. Just not a police.
Open that door, no gloves on.
Yeah, put your hands all over the steering wheel. And of course, we get this suspicious van pulling up.
That you don't hear.
It's just one of them silent ones. Yeah. Nowadays you could be. And then, of course, you see the control panel and someone clicks, door's locked, and they've locked Jessica in. And suddenly the car takes off and she's got no control. She can't do the steering wheel or anything. And she drives past a number of people.
She doesn't drive anybody.
She doesn't drive, no. She never does.
She have to drive.
Well, she might know the basics. We don't know if it was an automatic. Well, it's very automatic, wasn't it? It was the most automatic. I'm sure they do. Because have you ever seen a car chase? They have to change gears to go faster. In every car chase, changing gears makes you go faster. Yeah, yeah. You suddenly get jetting up. But yeah, there's a lot of automatic ones, I'm sure. Oh, she had to, but that was later on. She hadn't practiced yet. So it drives off, and the van's obviously following them.
No one spotted it.
And
she, says, well, it just proves you did it because it's your design. So it was no good. It didn't say, well, there's a copy. Maybe someone photocopied them. I thought, well, Katie could have photocopied them. She's down with him. Well, Jessica does a little bit of sleuthing by ringing up the switchboard and saying, can you give me the numbers? No.
It is for a good cause. A big fight over his designs. They had to go to court, and eventually he won. And when he dies, it cost him almost everything he had in savings. But when he dies, this was going to leave his designs to the Smithsonian, say. Says that they're not going to me, they're going to go to the museum. So,
then she goes out with the nephew.
Because Amos arrests Daniel, says, yeah, he's at the same time, but she goes to jail to visit him. His nephew doesn't want that place. And when she's walking back with her bike, and the nephew passes. He says, I know you went to see my uncle. Yes, and he'd been in institutionalised for a little bit. Yeah, but Jessica's got a puncher, so he gives her a lift. And he says, oh, I need gas. So they stop to get gas. And while they're in the car, Jessica gets her a ride, conveniently. And she says, you've got to tissue in the glove box. They show him his glove box. And she finds a clue, doesn't she? There's a rental agreement or slip.
Yeah.
Mileage. Yes. Mileage down. Expensive driving from America to Portlandville. And then where's it? She's getting groceries, isn't she, Jessica? And the checkout woman saying to her, well, he is an outsider, you know, Daniel is an outsider. And she goes, Jessica, he's lived here 6 years, you know. No, you weren't born here. Not born here, you're not one of us. She says, they installed one of them fancy new arcades. Ground, and all the kids are playing it. And Jessica goes to check this out, and it's Ethan playing. And
he's the only person.
He is everywhere. I think there's this. It's like Mrs. Rabbit in Peppa Pig. Mrs. Rabbit of the yes, register room. But his quarters in, and he Jessica's a bit. What you playing is childish thing. He goes, well, if it's so childish, you have a go. And she's like, oh, got it. He goes, no, you haven't. You've just cashed three times. And she goes, I think she's got something else though. The twinkle in her eyes there.
Yes, at the end of
the coming up. So then we're at Tony and Leslie, his girlfriend, arrive at where the Founders Day picnic was. And they're doing the reconstruction.
That's right.
And they said, we're trying to jog everyone's memory.
So they called everyone.
They weren't even there, were they?
No, they weren't there on the day, but they called them to see
it. Yeah. And then Suspicious Dan pulls up as well. And then suddenly the station wagons comes roaring down the hill again.
Yeah.
And it's chasing, was it Amos and Ethan?
Yeah,
the shh. Oh, yeah, no, it was, you're right, Woodland.
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 With Amos.
With Amos, yes, so they're running. Yeah. And then suddenly Leslie runs over to the van and opens the door, and there's no one in the van. Jessica says, that's it.
Stop.
And Ethan is controlling the car from his pickup truck and he stops it. And then she goes to Leslie, so why did you run over to this van? She goes, I was going to drive onto the field and block them. She goes, but your car's much closer. Well, the van's bigger, isn't it? And she goes, I don't think so. and this is where she says about the mileage. So she hasn't been going to Portland. And she goes, well, I didn't feel like going to Portland. It's all falling apart in here.
Yeah.
And then she says, well, if you're taking me down, I ain't going alone. It was the Woodland's idea. He wanted to get Daniel committed, but they couldn't kill him, because if they killed him, the plans would go to the museum. So they had to get him committed, and then she would be in control of Tony, and Tony's in control of the plans. She would give them back to Woodland. And that's where it...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, game, yeah. Yeah, he at the beginning, when Woodland was first
sort of
down the hill, he says... Yeah, he said, so it was obviously staged. And to dinner, and Jessica said, you know, and then Daniel makes his feelings for Katie, and, you know, then Ethan's off to play the arcade game again, because there's a tournament. Jessica says, well, I'll come with you, because I've been practicing too. And that's sort of where it ends up. And that's the episode. Did you like this one? If only you'd been there for the one when the dog did it, you'd have loved that one. Well, I told you my shock about the one before where it ended, didn't end on the joke, ended on the is this guy the killer or the hero? And Jessica didn't know. No, that was a very weird one. That's for Murder, She Wrote. So, there you go. That's this one done. So, 25 minutes, that's not bad. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm cutting it down. It did seem to go on a bit, didn't it? I like the idea that a remote control car, and I think it's so, I know Murder, She Wrote was 80s, but it's so 70s idea, and you know, you can drive a car around on remote control and it just don't work. As Elon Musk has found out. cars are hard things to navigate from a distance, I guess. So, you up for another Murder, She Wrote next time? Yeah. I mean, we're still on the first season. Yeah, there's still 264 episodes. Plus some movies. That's it, 12 seasons. 12 seasons, a lot. Yeah, kept that going. Do you think they'll ever bring it back? I've got it written down. I didn't write it down. It's 3,560. It's a few more. I mean, it's like Midsummer Murders. Yeah, I don't know. Stages. I'm not sure which one's more violent, Gabba Cove or Midsummer Murder. Oh, yeah. And then it's 3 foot by 3 foot.
What is it here in Britain?
You can't make 5 foot without being a rat. Yeah. But you've always got Jessica there to solve it. So, yes. Do you think they should bring it back for someone else? I suggested to Moose, I said, oh, Moose, what about if they bring it back with me? A new YouTube pirate content creator who solves all the murders. He looked disgusted. So like and subscribe. Till next time.
They're having a tournament on that arcade game, and since I am the current record holder, I feel obliged to defend my title.
Well, dishes can wait. Would you mind if I competed?
You? It really would be kind of a waste of a good quarter.
Well, maybe. But I better warn you, I've been practicing a little.
Practicing? How much practicing?